USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in the debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
Another Biden administration crisis comes as leaders figure out how to get thousands of Americans out of Afghanistan as the August 31st deadline approaches, and the Taliban says no to any extension in time. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby denied that the United States has made payments to the Taliban in an effort to allow Americans free movement to the airport in Kabul. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has full federal approval. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration on Monday after being administered for the last 8 months under an emergency use authorization. Health officials say they hope the full approval will encourage more people to get the shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells ABC News that the FDA's approval is a sign of the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
You know, the FDA is the gold standard for the safety and effectiveness of these vaccines. And I think that they have done an extraordinary and thorough job in approving this vaccine. I think this is a very powerful signal in the safety and effectiveness. We do know that about 30% of people who have not yet been vaccinated are saying they've been waiting for this approval. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the impact of this approval, especially on those 30%.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Freedom of speech in America is one of the freedoms we love as it encourages dialogue. An unidentified Iowa woman leaves a foul language voicemail on a congressman's machine claiming the Pledge of Allegiance is a white nationalist oath.
When did we start teaching white nationalism in schools? Because that's exactly what the f*** you're doing. Our children aren't proud to be American. What are we proud of? We're proud of our racist history. We're proud of our racist roots. F*** you and f*** legislation.
Iowa House of Representatives Republican Carter Nordman tells Fox News he's disappointed the woman had a closed mind and did not want to talk about her issue.
My reaction was, you know, disappointed. Obviously that, in my opinion, is not a productive way to have these kind of conversations. I actually ended up calling her back to discuss this piece of legislation, and she had no interest in discussing it. She told me that she had told me everything she wanted to say in the phone call that she gave me and hung up on me. So that was a disappointing part, that we couldn't even have a constructive conversation about the issue. But what I would have told her is, especially over this last week of what's going on in the Middle East and Afghanistan, there are people who are willing to die to come to this country. People would put their lives on the line to trade places with anybody who has so much hatred for the United States. As I said, I watched a group of Afghans clinging to the side of a United States military plane taking off because the flag on the side of that plane was their only beacon of hope.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.